Hello, my name is Anita Skelton, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Monday, December 22nd. Right now, we're focusing our attention on the promise that Christ has died as we look at prophecies about his birth and death and the stories in the gospel that show the fulfillment of these prophecies. Today, I'll be reading Luke 2, 1 through 40, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. This devotional is titled, God Always Keeps His Promises. Perhaps no narrative of the Christmas story is as beloved as the one in Luke 2. The story of the baby in the manger, the angel's magnificent appearance in the hills over Bethlehem, and the shepherds kneeling by the manger bring a sense of the miracle of it all to believers everywhere. However, there's another important message in Luke 2, found in verses 25 through 35. Simeon is only described as a man in Jerusalem who was righteous and devout. We are also told that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and that the Holy Spirit was upon him. Consolation is a word strongly associated with the concept of comfort. Israel at the time of the birth of Christ was deeply in need of comfort and consolation. The country was ruled by a foreign conqueror, Rome, which was known for its brutality to anyone who questioned its authority. In addition, the leaders of the Jewish religious governing body, the Sanhedrin, had adopted a worldly concept of leadership that was built upon the preservation of power more than the message of love conveyed by God over and over again throughout the Old Testament. Ordinary people in Israel were left powerless, bowed under the weight of both secular and religious burdens. Indeed, they needed comfort and consolation. Simeon had been promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ. When he saw Jesus in Mary's arms, he recognized him immediately as the one God had sent to provide salvation and hope. He took the baby in his arms and offered a prayer of praise. Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. God's promise has always been to bring salvation and hope to all people, no matter what their background or present circumstances may be. Simeon's story is a living example of how God always keeps his promise, even when we cannot see him working. It is unlikely that Simeon knew of the angel's message, nor was he present to bow in the straw to worship the newborn king. But he held fast to God's promise, and indeed, God kept his promise to Simeon. He keeps his promises to us, too. In today's uncertain world, when evil seems to win all too often, we must remember that God has promised life and peace to believers, and that God always keeps his promise. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for the baby in the manger, and for Christ on the cross and the empty tomb. Help us to recognize the hope you provide for us, just as Simeon did, and to rest in the assurance that you will always keep your promises. In Jesus' name, amen.